Welcome to the Classic Cult TV Club.
Welcome to the Classic Cult TV Club.
We got that, didn't
Keep
we?
Going. Yeah. Keep
Today
going.
We are going to be watching what's the thing again? Not Mac and Me. Okay, so
this is a great Justin impression.
Yeah.
The voice is spot on.
I'm in awe.
Go on, you can do
it. If you capture it, so well. Send yourself. Bring in the chakras. Do some air bending. Oh, sorry, that's the last episode.
If you need to channel more Justin, you can sit in his favourite chair.
Today we have Jeanette.
Hello.
And Justin.
Hey.
And Cass.
Hey, hi.
And Angus.
Hello.
And Bella.
Hi.
And
Niece.
I don't know about you, Mackenzie, but I could really go an ice cold can of Coke and a Big Mac right now. What do you reckon?
Same.
We've been indoctrinated already.
Oh my god. So we're getting product placement now.
Product placement.
How much are we getting?
Not sponsored.
Nothing. No. Do you want to take the range, Justin, or are you going to
do it? It's been done, hasn't it?
Kenzie's doing a great job at the moment.
She's doing really well, though.
There is a reason why we're talking about bad product placement, and that is because we are watching
Mac and Me.
Mac and Me. So we're going to do a good old fashioned hate watch.
Excuse me. What's Mac and Me?
Mac and Me. I'm glad you asked.
I don't know how to say this, but it was made after E.T. So it's like an ad the size of a movie that's based off E.T.
Good description. Mac and Me is a family science fiction movie that came out in 1988, 6 years after the award-winning E.T. came out, and it didn't do so well. I think they had really high hopes for it. They put a lot of effort into it, but it didn't
quite hold really? Off. Did they really?
Well, it's so insane. It was a poor man's version of E.T., filled with product placement.
Yeah.
It is, however, it may not have won any Academy Awards, but it was nominated for 4 Golden Raspberries. And it won Worst Director and Worst New Star for Ronald McDonald.
The second worst Ronald of the 80s.
It's also known as the first movie that Jennifer Aniston was featured in. She was a background extra during one of the scenes in the movie.
Oh.
Real blink and miss. So that's something for you guys to watch out for.
Pay attention to the film.
Yeah. I think she just happened to be hanging out with her mates and just kind of stumbled onto a set and sat in the background of one of the shots. So we're planning to have a bit of a hate watch on this, so even though we may not be drinking alcohol, I think there's certain times we've got drinks in front of us, but
not Coca-Cola.
In the same way we do whenever we mention Star Wars, I think we need to yell out drink if certain things happen during this movie.
I think I'm going to make of how many times someone yells out drink.
McDonald's shows up.
I think any reference to McDonald's, definitely. And any references to
Coke
or straws?
String!
Or just general product placements?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
Coke and McDonald's are the big ones. Yeah. But I think that maybe when you can see that they've fallen a bit short on the special effects. And some of them are really atrocious, but
why are we watching this?
It's a hate watch.
Oh my god.
Oh dear.
Well, hopefully you enjoy it.
There are no sex scenes in this that will embarrass you like The Room did. So.
Yes. The Room really got me. That was in fact my major complaint about The Room, was the sex scenes.
Has anyone seen this before apart from Lisa and Mackenzie? No.
I have taste.
Seen what again? Yeah. What was this?
The Room? I don't
Mac and Me.
Yes, I remember McDonald's and me.
I'd rather not.
No.
when I was a kid, I went to a sleepover party, and I was probably about 9 or something, and that was the movie that they showed at the slumber party, and I always just remember because it was just that even as a kid we were like, why are we watching this? And it was very much that age where it was just like, everyone be quiet so you can watch the movie. And it's like, I don't want to watch this movie.
I messaged a friend literally just beforehand, say, just a picture of us podcasting and the McDonald's cup in the background. And they said, oh yes, McDonald's and podcasting. The perfect pairing. Hand in hand, one might almost say. So yes. There you go.
But did they realise what the reference was to the McDonald's run?
I mean, they're younger than me, so probably not.
Probably not. Well,
just
then
say,
they need an education.
Just say, yes, Macca's and me.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Should we get onto it?
Yeah.
Yes. So please feel free to yell out and heckle the shit out of this.
I'm just going to find out all the horrible corporate references that McDonald's company and Coca-Cola company have done. Any time they expect your product placement, they're going to cancel that, but I took
them out. I'm sure we're too obscure for a lawsuit, but yeah.
I still don't know what I did to deserve this.
We'll see you on the other side. Wish us luck.
Of heaven.
And remember, it's not lawsuit worthy if it's reporting facts and news. So
here we go.
Round.
For better or worse.
I'm bleeding from the ears.
Okay. So that was the worst.
What have you ever brought to the table?
Even
the Quantum Leap episode was better.
You weren't with us for The Room.
Wow. I was going to say, is it worse than The Room?
It's pretty damn bad.
I'm just saying.
The Room was entertainingly bad. This was just dull with product placement.
Yeah.
I've never heard you laugh so hard in my life.
Like I said,
you were so bad, the acting.
Like I said, a movie length ad.
Yeah.
Did you guys believe me?
Yeah. It really is.
So we brought the receipts. So who wants to go first? Cass with the list of product placement or Jeanette with the stats?
I'll start with the stats and then Cass, because you'll have more info. So I counted 18 probably incidences, because some were multiple, like the Cokes in the fridge and the stack in the store. So 18 really featured incidents of Coke being featured.
Specifically Coke.
Yeah. Specifically Coke. Macca's only two mentions and then the whole scene in the Macca's store.
Yeah, so, you know, that's, choreographed dance scene in a McDonald's store.
Because that's what people do, obviously. Mm-hmm. The straws, again, because there was often multiple, so it was hard to count, but I counted 17, that some of those were just multiple and you couldn't count them all.
Yeah, what's up with the straws thing? Is that meant to be somehow iconic?
Well, because they're straw-shaped. And also in E.T., didn't they have, like,
They had Reese's Pieces, which I'm assuming they tried to replace with Skittles in this movie. But then at one stage, he bought a can of Coke or a cup of Coke and then a whole heap of straws to lead the way.
Yeah,
so, like, this alien's going to go, oh, look, pieces of paper. I don't know why he was so drawn to straws.
It's because his family, they get a straw and they put a straw in the dirt to get water.
How did the kid know that?
There's all of this stuff, like the vacuum cleaner, but they didn't realise that.
You've got all these questions. You're the one that brought this to us.
A problem shared is a problem.
Like, it should have been Macca's fries leading the creature forward. I honestly believe that.
We welcome you into our house.
did you even notice it's like the neighbour rocks up and it's like the teenage daughter and she's wearing a McDonald's uniform?
I miss that. Yeah. So that's an extra mention of Macca's.
And it's very obviously like, this is the love interest. And like, very, very obvious.
It was very much Google-wise. And then he goes, McDonald's, hey?
What the hell? I think that was the family name. I think that was like, you're the McDonald's, right? Like, you're the McDonald's
family.
She was
literally wearing a McDonald's uniform, and just in case we hadn't picked that she worked at McDonald's,
he referenced. Yeah, it's not the most recognised M in the entire known universe.
And she's like, I'm going to go to work. And so then he drops off the mum and goes, how about we go get a Big Mac? You know, and it's like,
I'm surprised more of the highway shots and stuff didn't have them driving along a highway just past a big M up the side of the motorway, you know? Really so nail home.
Counting bad special effects, so the entire movie was a bad special effect. And I think at one stage, I counted the dancing McDonald's as a special effect because it was just so unnatural.
Look, okay, I actually have an opinion on the dance scene in McDonald's because people on TikTok, on everywhere, the Nutbush and the Macarena, and in reality, this was just a hip version, quote unquote, air quotes, whatever, of the time of a group dance. There's heaps of people that are practicing, like, the K-pop Demon Hunters dance sequence. And I know that I'm about to reference a lot of K-pop stuff, but there's a lot of K-pop dances.
This is
dancers.
In that era. This is
no,
late.
It's not.
not the Nutbush
people
on the bus stop.
People have always done this, though. This isn't out of the ordinary.
And something in movies as well. We watched Shizzle that recently, and in the prom, the DJ, who's Usher, for anyone who knows the reference, which is not many, but he goes, "Hey, guys, now it's time for you to do that dance I showed you." Then they do this full choreographed dance. All of the main characters, while they're juggling everything else, all went and learnt this choreographed dance at the same time that they couldn't stand each other. It's just...
Okay, to avoid product placement, I won't mention the business where Patrick works, but there's a certain song that plays on the radio every hour, and they're all supposed to stop and dance. All the staff are supposed to stop.
Are you kidding me? That's so funny.
I imagine they're in the middle of serving people. Oh, sorry, we have to dance.
What song?
I don't know what the song is.
You need to tell us.
They don't do it.
I worked at a McDonald's when I was a teenager, and if people were dancing in the store where the counter is, where the food's being eaten, they would get escorted out. The freaking alien slash teddy bear was dancing on the counter. It's completely unsanitary.
To be fair, though, in the 80s, they probably didn't care about sanitariness compared to now.
As much,
I think in Australia they did. I don't know. I know they didn't in the UK.
I mean, if they didn't care about sanity, why would they care about things being sanitary?
that was an incredible pun. Mm. You got anywhere? So what about Skittles?
Other product placements. So I counted 9, but there's probably some I didn't recognise because I didn't recognise the brands.
Yeah.
So Skittles were featured twice. There was a bag of chips that was probably a brand name that I didn't recognise. Energizer battery, the ice pop thing that she was eating, I would assume that was a recognizable brand. The department store Sears, the Power Wheels toy, the van, it had something on it, and the car at the end, I think, is
the Cadillac.
The pink Cadillac at the end. So they were the ones I got. But I'm sure there are more than
I'm looking at the TV tricks.
You have an alien a driver's license, man.
You need to get over some of this stuff. You literally brought this to us. You're acting... No, okay, look, we need to have this conversation. You are, like, somehow bewildered by your own TV movie product. Whatever, I don't know. I'm brain dead from what you brought. But you're somehow bewildered by this.
Yeah, every time.
You brought it to us. Yeah. Mackenzie, can you confirm that your mother's watched this before?
Oh, yes, she's watched this with me.
How many times?
She's watched it as a kid, too.
Yeah. Okay, so
I watched it once as a kid, once with you, and once today.
Yeah, I don't know why you're so bewildered. Sorry, Jeanette.
She's bringing it to us to help in the hope that we
I
can
see.
I have no interest in helping you if you keep bringing this to us.
It is not our role to help you understand media.
We are not your therapists. Please seek help.
You're a lot cheaper.
I'm going to start charging.
Do you take Medicare?
No, I don't. I'm like your classic therapist.
I think this is like a shared pain thing.
Yeah,
it is. It's like you experience pain.
Problem shared is a problem halved.
Whoever taught you that in life needs to unteach it because we don't want it.
Yeah, whatever's going on with you right now, do you want to talk about it?
No, you just said you want to charge me if we talk about it.
Yeah, honestly.
Every second you're in this room, I'm paying you $1,000.
Oh, cheers, that'd be great. Where are you going to get that from?
You're paying me $1,000.
I've signed no contract for that.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Cass.
I actually DuckDuckGoed palette placement for Mac and Me, and linking to the TV Tropes page for it, and it says Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Sears, Skittles, Pellings, and the V-shaped logo is actually for Wix Lumber, an American hardware brand.
Oh, so it is an actual brand.
It's an actual brand.
Oh,
because
they mentioned, they said, oh, Wix Furniture or something. Yeah. And so I'm like, oh, maybe that's something.
No, it's the brand. Yeah, it's that V logo as well. The V looking logo. It's the one. Yeah.
Because you see it on the billboard towards the end.
It was on the billboard.
Yeah.
And the ad that they have holding. Yeah. Yes, the ones that mentions that we didn't get.
So to bridge off of that, here's a bit of background. You probably read this.
Yeah.
So the producer, it was a gentleman called R.J. Lewis, and he previously worked on advertising campaigns with McDonald's and had an association with Ronald McDonald House Charities.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Some have reported, I am reading off of Wikipedia, I'm afraid, some have reported that the film was at least partially financed by McDonald's, which Lewis denies. However, he did receive funding from Golden State Foods, which is a food service distributor whose only client was
McDonald's. Which is why the truck in the background was GSF.
So when they're running away from the McDonald's, there's a big truck blocking the back wall of the car park that has Golden State Foods and a big McDonald's logo on it. And apparently that is the only company that gave them funding for the movie.
Do we
believe that?
No.
Possibly not.
I think also if they're doing this kind of way, you'd want to make it as vague as possible so you can be like, oh, no, we've got funds from this company that provides for McDonald's, and just to have some plausible deniability.
Yeah, like a third party kind of.
Yeah. No, we didn't receive money from them. We received money from a company that funds them. It's a difference.
Shell company for Coke as well.
What's interesting is I could see this movie doing well if it was directed by someone like Mel Brooks or someone like
Spaceballs, where he has the merchandise.
But like legitimately blowing it up, blowing up all the merchandising as a comedy aspect more than anything else.
Like how Community does with the whole Subway thing. Which they were actually getting product placement from Subway, but they made it so over the top that it actually worked in their favour.
Yes. Which I wonder how Subway felt about that, because in that show, Subway's a villain of the show, realistically.
Publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
No such thing as
I mean, if you look at, like, Foxtel, they got completely flamed by both South Park and the two Matt Groening TV shows as well, Simpsons and Futurama. And they still loved them.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
You can flame Fox as much as you want. They are a sub, really. They want it.
To be fair, Simpsons did the same thing when they moved over to Disney. They started
flaming Disney. Disney. So funny. And Disney's just like, more, please.
I think it's also like, it's more their trollsness get paid for the attention. I was reminded of the Merlin TV movie from the 90s about the only way you got to kill the old gods was by ignoring them completely. One thing I realized I forgot was when that shootout happened in the supermarket, you could tell there were fridges in the back which had the branding of Pepsi had at the time, but they removed the actual Pepsi words. So
I don't know actually.
Yeah, basically, so like the Pepsi logo is pretty much the same as the one today, but they also had red and blue as well, so I recognised that as Pepsi branding. But I could also tell that's when I had the word Pepsi normally in the logo, and it was just plain white. So it must have been a set which had that normally. It's like, no, cover.
In a supermarket of all places, when they could have just taken it off the shelves, but it was
It was the branding on the fridges.
Yeah, on the fridges and
So they couldn't exactly remove it that easily, so they just had to cover it.
Oh my. Look, in all seriousness, I'd rate this movie well enough that I was able to draw something and not pay attention to it at all.
I think this movie was more boring than anything else.
In pop culture reference, we talked about it before we were recording, but whenever Paul Rudd is on the Conan, is the Conan show still on in the US?
I think he was on
a dozen times, and it used to be a running thing that he would do where Paul Rudd would come on the show, start talking about whatever movie he's working on, and then go, all right, and then he set up the clip of, so in this preview that we've got coming up, and it's like, all right, cool, we're going to play the clip, and it was always that bit from Mac and Me where the kid goes flying off the cliff.
Yep.
And the alien's just watching him drown, and the clip ends at that point. Yeah, the kid's drowned, and the alien goes, oh, he's drowned.
Where he sees the back of the head, and then he turns around and goes, oh, you know.
We have to talk about how bad the alien design was.
Yeah.
Every aspect of the aliens, the way they were performed, the way they were designed. Whoever thought that face mask was a good
idea. Also, the aliens becoming American citizens.
Oh, yeah, that's actually the worst. Yeah.
Sorry.
Because isn't American wonderful? They embrace
evil. Well, actually, I thought it was going to end with the aliens being taken away by the nice US authorities. Oh, we'll look after them for you. wave goodbye.
We can't take them to a conventional hospital, but here we've got the facilities to be able to look after them, and they were never seen again.
Just seemed to see.
It would have been a little more realistic.
Their faces were seen in a bin.
Well, if it was realistic, they would have shot them about 20 times.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Or exploded.
Yeah.
Randomly.
Yeah.
Yeah, random explosions, yes.
Mm-hmm. So as far as introducing movies and TV shows to my child, you know,
this you're doing one, a bad job. If
yeah, well, there's been a lot of stuff. This one was probably one of the most memorable for her. So she's been probably talking for the last year about bringing this to the cult TV class.
I just think it's memorable in the same way that 9/11 was memorable.
Jesus Christ!
Nice product placement.
That's 7-Eleven.
Oh. Mackenzie, this is bad parental advice from your mother. Yeah. Don't bring things like...
I did pitch it to her as in,
don't,
like...
Don't unleash your childhood for
trauma. This is a bad movie and we're going to have a lot of fun making fun of it. But I wasn't expecting her to get so gung-ho on the hate watching as she did. Yeah. And there's certain things in your life and you go, she got that from me, she got that from my husband, but oh my God, seeing her face light up as she completely obliterated this show, never been more proud. A movie, I've never been more proud. My genes going into this.
The day will come. When you're taking her to see The Room. I'm just saying.
No. I've talked to her about it. Because last time we went, there was a guy there and he took about four teenagers with him. So it was obviously dad and the kids and their friends. And I'm like,
My God.
It's give it time. I've just got to work out what age I could probably take her.
It's not so even that. The day will come. Maybe, actually, I don't want to jump the gun on that one, where Mackenzie may decide to have a child. And that child is going to be tormented. So heavily, and you're just going to get to watch that. And you'll probably watch it like the rest of us going, why are you torturing that poor child?
Yeah,
I've got social services on speaker. You're going to do that with Mackenzie's kids, if they decide to have any.
Angus, you're going to say?
I completely forgot what I was going to say. No, it's okay. I think it was a silly joke, but I can't remember the joke, so...
That whole movie, man.
That movie was a joke.
That movie lasted way too long.
Yes. So, well, there was this or Planned On from Outer Space or Pluto.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think I'd rather
Pluto. You're really unleashing it on the group, aren't you? Planned On from Outer Space would have been just horrific.
I've never seen it. So
I've never seen it either, actually.
Be interesting. One's definitely up there with bad movies.
Oh dear, I thought inflicting A-Team on the group was bad enough, but...
A-Team was fun. It was fun.
What's
A-Team? A-Team, the
A-Team. Oh, A-Team.
You've never seen it yet. It's a 70s 80s. Show.
Oh, I'm lucky.
80s? 80s.
Yes.
Cool.
It felt 70s.
It did feel 70s.
It felt very 70s. So, Angus, food.
Oh, God.
Cass has a list.
No.
As featured in the movie.
Allegedly, also according to TV tropes, allegedly the planet they're from is called Quartus Poundus.
No!
Is that according to TV tropes, that's what it's called.
Okay, I'm like, no way.
You know what? It may say it on a computer somewhere at the beginning, and there may be...
I can't. I'm not even going to look up the script to see whether that's true. But yeah. Apparently on the website the cast went to, the planet that the aliens come from is called Quartus Poundus.
Oh, no! It has to be a Quartus Poundus burger, doesn't it?
Quarter pounder, as in the burger which weighs...
Quarter of a pound.
Yeah, quarter of a pound. Okay, it's like, what's that, 4 ounces?
It's a biscuit.
Yeah. And they used to sell a third pounder as well, but it didn't sell very well because it was more expensive than the quarter pounder, and everyone thought a third was less than a quarter.
Yeah.
No.
Maths.
So, Angus, have you rated this? Sorry, I zoned out.
He refuses to commit to a fair.
Yeah. Okay.
No, that's fair. Drink.
Yeah, oh, yeah, honestly, that's the direction I was leaning. Because it's got no substantial worth. It's not good for you. It's horrifically unhealthy. No one should be going near it. Yet somehow this is a cultural icon of
it's
movie.
It's a warm absence? Flat coat.
Yeah, it's... No, it's a... What? No, it's definitely a Coke. Yeah, this is a Coke of a movie. It's awful. Yeah. It tastes like burnt sugar. I don't understand why anyone likes it.
You've got a Coke in front of you, then.
No, I've got a Sprite because
It's owned by Coke, though.
Sprite. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is owned by Pepsi. Yeah.
They don't even sell Pepsi.
Yeah, but I refuse they don't even to go pay here. For water, so.
I apologise, everyone. But I hope you had a wonderful Saturday.
Not accepted.
And now we just need to congratulate Lisa for the amount of time that they've spent on the podcast, and this will be their final show.
Bye.
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 For legal reasons, that was a joke.